You're listening to SBS News.
For years, bereaved families of war veterans have been campaigning for an investigation into suicides among veterans and Defence Force personnel. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has answered those pleas with the announcement of a National Commission for Defence and Veteran Suicide Prevention. The permanent and independent body will look into ways of preventing suicides within the Defence Force community. Mr. Morrison says the Commissioner and his office will have similar powers to a Royal Commission.
To compel evidence to be provided, to sit independently, they'll ultimately sit within the Attorney-General's department. They'll have the ability to call witnesses, compel evidence, and have the remedies available to those who won't cooperate. It'll extend out into the private sphere, whether that be associations, whether it's the Defence Department itself, whoever needs to be asked of a matter in relation to one of our veterans who have taken their own lives, I'll be asked those questions by that independent national commissioner.
$40 million will be invested to support the commissioner's work. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says these measures are important for the welfare of the defence community. She says it is a government's responsibility to safeguard the country's military personnel and veterans.
Our serving ADF members and our veterans are truly remarkable Australians. As a government, we are committed to their mental health, their well-being and their care. It is our duty to do so. We owe them this and we owe them so much more.
In addition to the new commissioner, Mr. Morrison also announced the establishment of a veteran family advocate to exist within the Department of Veterans Affairs. The role will be to represent families who have been impacted by veteran suicide. Ivan Slavich is the CEO of Soldier On Australia, an initiative designed to support serving and retired members of the armed forces. He says the federal government's announcement presents a useful initiative.
In the future, unfortunately, there's a high probability there will be further suicides, so I think we'll be able to investigate every single suicide that takes place and why.
For more than a decade, veteran Ben Farinazzo has been left with psychological scars from his time on the front line in East Timor. The Soldier On Ambassador says the issue extends beyond just military service men and women.
It's not a veteran issue for veterans to resolve. This is a national issue that doesn't just affect the veteran community, it affects Australians in every community across our country.
Even though a commissioner has not yet been appointed, their initial task will be to review the 400 plus known suicides dating back to 2001. They will then be required to report back to Parliament within 12 months. If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Sonia Lal, SBS News.